slow journey to safety. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Dozens of civilians evacuated yesterday from a steel plant in the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol are still making their way out of the area.
Neither the UN nor the Red Cross, who are conducting those humanitarian corridors that began yesterday, have told us how many have gotten out today. This after President Zelensky announced yesterday that 100 civilians had gotten out, mostly women and children. They got out of that Azov steel plant where people were trapped for weeks, cut off for food, water, and medicine. Some saying they hadn't seen daylight for a month.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Kyiv. Some 2,000 Ukrainian fighters and about 1,000 civilians still believed to be stuck in that plant. Russia says some of the evacuees chose to move into Russian-controlled areas. Ukraine has previously accused Russia of abducting civilians. The White House just confirming that President Biden hosted former President Bill Clinton for lunch at the White House today. Meantime, just getting word that Vice President Kamala Harris has tested negative for COVID and plans to return to work in person tomorrow wearing a mask while around others for now. She's been working from home since testing positive last week. Longtime New York City police officer Thomas Webster is found guilty in the Capitol riot.
His case set precedence as being the first defendant tried for assault, as well as the first to use a self-defense argument, saying that he was trying to protect himself from what he called a rogue cop who started the confrontation by punching Webster in the face.
Fox's Gernal Scott, the D.C. Metro officer Webster accused of that punch, denied it, and the jury convicted Webster on all counts. Meantime, the House panel probing the riot wants testimony from three more House Republicans, Andy Biggs, Ronnie Jackson, and Mo Brooks, saying they have information about the day of the riot and the planning of rallies that day and before. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Supreme Court sides with an activist group in a free speech feud with the city of Boston over not being allowed to fly a Christian flag.
Justice Stephen Breyer wrote for a unanimous Supreme Court that a private group's flying of a Christian flag on a Boston City Hall flagpole should have been permitted. Harold Shurtleff with the group Camp Constitution applied to fly the white flag with a red cross on a blue background on one of the flagpoles outside City Hall. The city occasionally takes down the city's pennant to hoist another flag. Breyer says the city's policy lacks meaningful involvement in the selection of flags and discriminated against Shurtleff because of his religious viewpoint. The city has said it will likely change its policy to have more control over which flags can fly at City Hall. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Condemnation from Israel over a comparison to Hitler made by Russia's foreign minister.
The Russian government has claimed its military invasion of Ukraine is to rid the country of Nazi leadership. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says he's no Nazi. He lost family in the Holocaust. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, says that doesn't matter.
He puts forward an argument. What kind of Nazification can we have if I'm a Jew? If I remember it right, I may be wrong, but Hitler also had Jewish origins, so it doesn't mean absolutely anything.
Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says that's a lie about Hitler. His foreign minister calls the statement unforgivable and a horrible historical error.
Fox's Chris Foster. Workers at an Amazon warehouse in New York City rejected reject a bid to unionize just a month after colleagues at a larger Staten Island warehouse became the first to form an Amazon union. Ballots are still being counted in the latest vote, but there aren't enough challenged ballots on either side to change the outcome. An hour to the close on Wall Street, a sell-off. The Dow's down 321. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.